favorite plays?
Like so many people, I'm familiar with a movie, but it was a play first, and it's a Pulitzer Prize-winning play, and there's a really good reason for that. It's just so well-crafted. The language is very rich. The characters are so interesting and compelling. And it really deals with some very humanizing themes that I think everybody can relate to. Not just the undercurrent of prejudice and racism in our society, which, of course, that theme is very strong in it, but also aging and just what that's like to be both the person that is aging and then what's it like to be the child of a parent who's aging and you have to tell them they're no longer capable of driving. That's something a lot of us, especially my age, deal with or dealing with our parents. And I found that it was so relevant to what our human experience is, mm-hmm. that it's timeless that way. And it really does cut through a lot to strike a chord of our humanity in a universal sort of way. Because so many of us, if we have a prejudice, we don't really recognize it. Often our prejudice is based on our culture and the way we were raised and the way everyone around us was. So we don't identify it as prejudice. And Miss Daisy is that way. She doesn't acknowledge in any way that she's in any way prejudiced. But of course, her actions reveal that, in fact, she is. She has very strong biases and opinions about them. She would refer to the African-American population. And it comes out in ways that I think and audiences will be able to listen to and observe and say, do I do that? Have I done that before? And there's subtle ways that we judge each other and don't even realize it. And I think this play captures some of those ways, like good theater can do. It helps you be able to observe yourself, your life, our human condition, in a safe way as an audience member, where you can look at somebody else going through some of those things. And maybe illuminate some of those qualities that we have in ourselves that we might have just projected onto others before.
Stop being sassy. You know what I'm talking about. Well, I was raised to do for myself. On Forsyth Street, we couldn't afford them. And we did it for ourselves. That's still the best way, if you ask me.
Damn. You sound like Governor Talbot.
Okay, I want you to catch yourself as you're about to say something disparaging and you decide on the word them.
Okay, gotcha.
So it can be a catch.
Okay.
Right. Can we just back up to the... Yeah, yes, I really like that. Just take it from that place.
Stop being sassy. You know what I mean. I was raised to do for myself. On Forsyth Street, we didn't have them. And we... did for ourselves. That's still the best way, if you ask me.
There aren't very many professional theaters in this area, so there aren't all that many opportunities for local actors to practice their craft. So when you have a nice theater and you have a reputation for producing at a certain level of quality, you really can attract some top talent who are willing to work under the conditions of community theater, which is usually that it's free. They're not being paid. They're doing it for the love of it. And there is something really special about people practicing their craft for love instead of money. But we have been so fortunate to attract really top-notch actors in the area. Over the years, we've had actresses who've performed on Broadway, and they're in the area, and they've come in here, and they've performed on this stage here at Woodford Theater. It's been really an amazing thing to see. Always throughout the season, there will be a variety of shows, you know. Some of them create opportunities for children in the community to participate, or whole families to be a part of the show, and that's something special, too. Driving Miss Daisy really had an opportunity to attract some really wonderful actors. We've got a nice blend of actors that are very, very experienced, have done a lot in Central Kentucky, and then one of our actors has not stepped foot on stage since he was in college as a freshman. But he came to auditions at the urging of Trish Clark, and she knew him from high school and said, he has the right quality for this. And he showed up, and boy, was she right. He has the right quality for it. So that's community theater. That's something that would never happen in professional theater. An opportunity for someone who hasn't done anything to just sort of be able to come in and be a part of telling this story and a part of this experience of live theater, that's part of the charm of community theater, I think.
What I do not want and absolutely will not have is some chauffeur sitting in my kitchen, gobbling up my food and running up my phone bill. Oh, I hate all that in my house.
Yeah, my Della.
One really interesting component of this play is that it takes place over a 25-year span of American history. So in addition to just being an interesting story that strikes some universal themes, the relationships being compelling, it also a really interesting glimpse into our American history and the aging of these actors over 25 years without the benefit of filmmaking and that kind of thing. It's happening before your eyes means they have to do that with their performance. The way they communicate those things is just their craft. And I so admire the actors for their ability to do that. And the challenge of that, I think, is really unique. And we forget, on stage, in one continuous play that has no intermission, we tell our story with the skill and the talent of those performers. This play has very little set, very little production. It's not about spectacle. It's about relationships and how they come off in the practicing of this craft of acting and in a really wonderful, heartfelt story that doesn't have a lot of flash and dazzle, but can really get in there and pull your heartstrings.
You can find out more information about the Woodford Theater's production of Driving Miss Daisy at woodfordtheater.com. Coming up, the Lexington Ballet takes their production of Cinderella on the road to Richmond when Arts Weekly Here and Now continues.